Waka Tautua is a community service provider that helps Pacific people who are experiencing mild to moderate mental illness to get well and integrate successfully back into their community. This week, we celebrate Mental Health Awareness Week 2020, and this year's theme is Reimagine Well-being Together. He Tirohanga Anamata. We have Les Atoni on the line, and he is the team leader for Waka Tautua's mental health support services in Wellington. Talofa lava, good morning, and thank you so much for your time, Les. Now, let's go back to the beginning, just find out a little bit about you. Where were you born, where were you brought up, and how have you ended up in this leadership role with Waka Tautua?
Okay, so I was born in Tokelau, in Ngātahu Tokelau, and I came over to New Zealand as a young boy. Went to boarding school here in Wellington and up in Auckland, Wesley College, and joined the armed forces, did a few years there, and then moved out to Wellington. Married my wife, Rachel, and we have four adult children and four mokopunas, and hopefully more to come. And I live here in Porirua. So previously worked as a financial coach coordinator for supporting people in emergency housing, and about a month ago now, I've taken over the role at the team leader here at Waka Tautua Mental Health Support Services in Wellington.
Wow, the armed forces. Tell us about that. How good was that for discipline?
that was many years ago, SS. I joined the Navy 8 years ago, and I spent a few years there in Auckland, based up in Devonport. Enjoyed it, and then it was time to move on and start a family, and the Navy wasn't such a good place to be once married. So, yeah, made the move to move down to Wellington and, yeah, start a family here. But a good opportunity for a young person. The discipline is great. You know, you learn to be independent, looking after yourself, doing your own washing, ironing, and basically, yeah, being independent and learning life skills. And the good thing is you've learned people's skill. You've lived with hundreds of other people, and you learn to get on with other people from different cultures, different backgrounds. So great learning, yeah, great experience.
In your current role, mental health and well-being, what is that? I mean, once upon a time, we didn't talk openly about mental health and well-being. Now we do. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, sure. So mental health and well-being is, I think we can all agree that it is a state of mind. It is how we feel, how what we feel and how we think. And more than that, mental health is just, it's an absence of mental disorder. It is defined as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potential. And just a reminder again to our listeners that mental health is not a disease. It is like any other illnesses. It can be treated, and with the right medication, we can all lead normal lives.
And we all go through our ups and downs. Some of us are able to cope with the downs more than others. So it's not something that's just confined to some people, not others. There have been times when I've not wanted to get out of bed, but I've managed to sort of push through those dark times.
Sorry, you're breaking up soon. Sorry, I can't quit.
Just saying that everybody in their life at some point or rather goes through mental challenges. I myself have had times where I've not wanted to get out of bed, have just kept the curtains closed, and I've just had to persevere and come through and open the curtains, and the sun has risen again.
Yeah, as I said before, it comes in different stages of our lives. And like I said, it's the state of mind, how we feel from day to day, today you can be well, tomorrow it could be a different day. It all depends on the state of our mind at the present time.
Yes, and it's not necessarily our fault that things do happen in our lives to people in our lives that make it stressful for us. So no one is really to be blamed, but I guess it's how we deal with it. And often some of us can be too shy to come forward. I think the challenge is to push through that and talk or at least seek help.
Yeah, there are traumas in our life which may affect our lives, and therefore we become unwell, and it's about dealing with that, and it's about talking to the right people, connecting with the right organisation, and talking to the doctors and the nurses, and it's about being having a really really good people around you that you can trust and talk to. Like I said, every day can be different.
And the importance of our lives living as a community. Often, we feel like our community is a burden, but they're there to support us. And I think as Pacifica people, that is an asset.
Sorry,
Ethan,
you're breaking up. Can you just repeat the question, sorry?
In terms of reaching out to others, it's we as a community, we do live communally, and there is always someone to talk to.
Yes, and that's our role as Whakatautua. We have a team here at Whakatautua of navigators that are qualified mental health workers that go out to the community and support our community, whether it's individual families, to make connections to the right people. It's about connecting with our communities, connecting with our mental health providers, our doctors, and we make sure that we have that wraparound support and walking alongside the family and the individual to achieve some goals or that they've set out in their plans. The biggest part for us is to ensure that we are well connected and we are supported, and there is always someone here to talk to.
And how do people find Whakatautua?
So you get referred to our service. There are certain criteria that you need to be 18 years and over or older. You need to have a mental health disorder, and you need to live within the mental health, the Capital and Coast District Health Ward area, which is Wellington South up to Kapiti. And to access our service, a referral is to be made by the Needs Assessment Centre here in Porirua or in Wellington. You can talk to your local doctor or your family doctor. You can talk to your nurse. And we're happy with our number. We're also happy to help support you to make the referral to those organisations, whether it's the Needs Assessment Centre here in Porirua or in Wellington, or to your doctor. We're helped to walk alongside you to make those connections and to make the referral to our organisation.
And for people who live in Wellington, where are you based?
So we're based in Porirua, in 2A Raha Street in Porirua. But we cover, like I said, we cover the Wellington up to Kapiti area. So we've got staff or navigators that assigned to the Wellington area, Central Wellington, South Wellington, and up to Kapiti Coast. I will give you our details at the end of our conversation, so people can ring our number and ask for more support or have a conversation over the phone. I'm happy to visit families to talk more about the referral system on a face-to-face basis. We're quite happy to do that, or one of our navigators can visit the home and talk with family or individual.
And once someone is engaged with Whakatautua, do they have to visit you, or do your navigators have the ability to visit the people that you service?
So what would happen when we get a referral? We'll sit down with individual and family, or we'll deliver a plan. We'll devise a plan of identifying some goals, some key goals for the person to work towards. And it's about our navigator working alongside, whether it's going home, whether the support is within a home, in the community, or wherever it is, whether supporting an individual to go to a course or to a classroom, or supporting an individual to find work, supporting an individual to join a local netball club or rugby club or the Lions club, anything that would make them connect more to the community and become well and become a natural part of our community and receive that natural support. At the end of the day, our job is to withdraw the navigator with them, withdraw from that support, and hopefully the individual will thrive and continue to flourish in the community and become a valued member of society and live a normal life like everyone else.
And you were saying earlier that you need to be confirmed as someone who needs the help that you provide. Does the navigator then talk to that person about seeking the confirmation by an independent medical profession to say that these people need your service?
So to be eligible for the service, you need to have a diagnosis, a mental health diagnosis. And that is to be done by a psychiatrist or and a team of psychiatrists or a doctor. They would then be referred to our needs assessment center here in Wellington, and that will determine whether the individual is meets the criteria for our navigation support. And that is the process. So once the individual is eligible, then they will then refer the person to Waikatauturua. The navigator will then go out to the family and meet the family or the individual, and that's where the journey starts. But we're really happy to help the family if they are finding it a bit of a struggle to make the connection with the needs assessment centre or the psychiatrist or the psychologist or a community clinical team. We're happy to receive a phone call and to say, look, we really need some support to make connection or to make a referral to you guys. And we're happy to come out to families and talk more about it and walk alongside them through the process.
What are some of the signs that our families need to look out for if they are concerned about one of their members?
Yeah, signs where they've sudden change or change of moods. People are starting to not communicate, staying indoors a lot, curtains are closed, things that are normally due from day to day. They just need to keep an eye out on those little signs that things may be changing for an individual. And it's about having a conversation, being open to have an open conversation with the individual family member and again, seeking advice from other people in the profession and or family members. But those are some of the little ones. It's some of the small things you need to look out for is the change in mood, the behavior.
And finally, Les, Tony, how can people get a hold of Waikatauturua?
So Waikatauturua, we've got a free phone for Waikatauturua. So we've got a website at Waikatauturua website. The free phone number is 0800 825 282, and press option 4 for Wellington. Press option 4 for Wellington and it'll come through to my phone. Or you can call me on 027-77-88-019, and then we can talk further on the phone. And again, I'm happy to come out and visit family and walk alongside them through the process. And we also have our website, the Waikatauturua website, that people can access.
Les Tony, team leader for Waikatauturua Mental Health Support Services. Thank you very much for your time. And if you send through some of that information, we should be able to post it with our podcast online.
Thank you very much, Ete.